Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Quarantine Chronicles, 877-881-1053. I need some good news in my life. The last couple weeks when it comes to motor vehicles have not been my favorite. About a week and a half ago, my wife got her car stolen out of our driveway.
You got it back.
And then that is trust me, that didn't really help her mindset.
Dude, you found a diary while you were at
that
it.
Is true.
That's cool.
Of the person that I think stole the car. And then yesterday I got rear-ended, not in the good way, on the highway. So
good way for you to get rear-ended, bro.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Better than getting, I'd rather get my car hit.
That is weird. That's fair. And so car-wise, hasn't gone super well. My son has a philosophy or a theory that every time somebody in our family gets a new car, something bad has to happen to my car. Because when I bought this car originally, I got hit and run on 635 within the first month. And then we got Jess a new car, and then I got hit yesterday again. And so we're like, all right, Brandon, you're not getting a new car no matter what, because my car can't handle it.
Is he okay with that, or is he frustrated by
this? No, he's actually the one who joked about it and suggested it. So,
well, Kevin, you said that you needed positive news.
That's right.
All right, you have given us a bunch of negative stuff.
Here's positive news. From the 972, after 5 months and about 2,000 job applications, I start a new job October 26th.
Love to hear.
That's my son's birthday. From the 972, I got my old job back after being laid off 5 months ago. So people, they're getting some work and all of that. Do you want some good news on the, I thought this was really cool, on the Dak Prescott front? Did you see the ginormous sign that his neighbors put up out in front of their house? It says, get well soon, love your neighbors. And like, that is too simplistic of a description. It's like giant colored bubble letters with cowboy stuff and footballs and the foam fingers around there. It's really in depth.
We use Sign Gypsy is who we use for those signs, Kevin.
So like somebody's just coming by your neighborhood
in our,
selling signs?
Yes, exactly. Basically, that's what happens. We see it everywhere in this neighborhood, because there are a lot of kids in this neighborhood, obviously, but they'll throw up happy birthday signs for everybody. We did it for the boys because the boys' birthdays are like the same, same time.
Yeah.
So they came out and they did
twins.
One. No, Avery is January 1st. Carter is December 30th. So they're 2 days apart by 6 years. So for Carter, we did that. And then 2 days later, they came out and just took Carter's name and then put Avery's name back out there. And we recently did it for Lucy, too, and she loved it. So I think it's a really cool thing. Everybody else gets to know that it's your birthday, too, but whatever. Now everybody knows where Dak lives.
Was that your takeaway from that story?
I mean, they do. You can see the front of his house. You can see his address.
They got a big old gate there. He'll be fine. From the 682 Chronicles of the Quarantine, I got to play golf for the first time in a couple months due to a torn hamstring and dislocated shoulder. Wow. And also, this could be a net positive for Reggie.
Yes.
From the 817, Can y'all do a segment about taking applications for Reggie to find his wife? I would 100% support that.
I already regret that throwaway joke.
You should. Reggie. You have to know anything that gets said on this show could turn into
something. Do you not want us to find you a woman? Is that not?
Do I want you guys to find me? Absolutely not.
Dude, what does that mean? Look at this. We have three of the best wives in the world.
No, for sure. Absolutely.
I'm not offering mine up, if that's what you're saying.
And no. Oh, God.
No, I was saying, like, we know how to find quality women.
That is fair. Okay. That is fair. But I don't want you guys to do it for me.
I also have good taste in men, if that helps. I don't know. I don't want to limit you or anything.
It doesn't
like
for
that.
Me personally.
All right.
For those
I
out there.
Wanna, I don't want to limit you. I
never discussed that with you, so that's a good point, Kevin.
All right. Let's go Avery Bradley. Did you see what he did? I think this story is awesome. So Avery
won a championship.
I was going to ignore that part.
Still counts.
Him and his wife, Ashley, donated more than $30,000 in toys and supplies to the Wubble. That's the WNBA bubble, with the emphasis being on helping the league's working moms. And so, like, for those that were, like, trying to see their kids or get stuff for their kids or anything like that, he bought all these toys and supplies for the working moms in the WNBA bubble. And I thought that was pretty darn awesome of him.
All right, so I want to point something out. Choppy always says that you can make bank betting on the WNBA because no bookies know how to create the line. Yeah, they don't know what to do.
Handicap it.
And Reggie is a genius when it comes to the WNBA. I'm kind of curious, Reggie.
It's not
what
true.
What started your interest in the WNBA? How did you become interested in that?
I think, for one, I just love basketball, so in all of its iterations. But then, two, when I was young, I've been to some NBA games, but it came when I was older. I've been to a few WNBA games when I was younger.
Cheryl Swoops.
There you go. Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, Cynthia Cooper. So, yeah, no, I got to see really high-level WNBA basketball when I was young, and, you know, that started a love for women's basketball.
I'm not trying to be like ask a bad question. This is a real question. Are the Houston Comets still a thing?
No, they're not. They are defunct, and they've been so for a very long time. Okay. Still got that four-peat in, though.
From the 817, don't want to discount anyone's achievements. I pooped today for the first time in 4 days. So congratulations to them.
Whoa, is that a medical issue?
That seems extreme. At what
you ever
point
been on painkillers?
No.
Does that stop you from doing that? At what point do you become alarmed? It's like it's been 2-3 days. Are you like, I am now concerned?
I think it depends on your regular stasis, but I think once like 2 or 3, what was that hand motion you just did, Mike?
Did you make on the Goldbergs? The mom asked, did you make?
Okay. I think after like 2 or 3 days, probably should be concerned.
It's a great show.
All right.
I have something for Quarantine Chronicles.
Good.
You excited?
Yes.
I get excited to see Major League Baseball players still play baseball, which I think is a little bit rare for former major leaguers. But when I was in the building yesterday and I saw Ronald Acuna Jr. come to the plate and I saw Mookie Betts come to the plate. Now, I've never seen Ronald Acuna Jr. in person. I don't believe I've ever seen Freddie Freeman. I don't think the last time maybe the Braves came to Arlington, I can't remember being at any of those games. But being there with Cody Bellinger, I know this is weird, right? I'm a 42-year-old guy, but I really did yesterday feel like a kid when Chuck Morgan is announcing Cody Bellinger coming to the plate and Mookie Betts, and then on the other side, Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna Jr. and Freddie Freeman. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. Like, I still get excited that I'm in the same building that these guys are in playing the game. And so sometimes I know as we get older, and I've dropped into this category plenty of times, you get cynical about sports. Like, I don't care to go. I don't want to go. Big deal. Like, I want to be on my couch. But then when you're there, I don't know, at least for me still, I'll be like, wow, I'm in the same building. When now it's going to the AAC, I'm like, Luca's right there. You know, I can't say Porzingis is there because I only went to 3 or 4 games and he wasn't at any of those games. But one day Porzingis is going to play in a game that I'm actually at. I'm going to be like, wow, Porzingis is on the court, and I actually am here too. But it's still like for Quarantine Chronicles, for positive, I don't know if you can. I know there's a few tickets available, but I don't know, if you really like baseball, it's really cool to just be in the stadium and be like, dude, like Ronald Acuna Jr. is up to bat right now in Arlington, and I'm watching him go against the Dodgers. Freaking, I'm watching the Dodgers Braves try to go to the World Series in Arlington. It's freaking awesome.
I love that level of positivity. That is awesome insight into why you should make it out to the game.
And by the way, Joe Kelly might have got the biggest ovation of all.
Really?
So when I said that
makes sense.
When
that's
I said
Metroplex
that, I don't know
people.
How many Ranger fans were there
that's,
when Joe Kelly
yeah.
came into the game. I was like, wow. I was like, I think a lot of Ranger fans were really cheering on Joe Kelly. I think he's kind of made a name for himself. In that moment, he's really made a name for himself.
I can see that. From the 903 Quarantine Chronicles, bring us your good news. My wife is going to give birth to our first child any day now.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Corey,
you know.
What are your thoughts?
Wow.
Wow. What are your thoughts on Lindsey Vonn?
I like her.
Greg Vaughn's daughter?
That is not Greg Vaughn's daughter.
Mo Vaughn's sister.
They spell their last names totally different.
I like calling her Wild Thing Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Still not the same spelling. So Lindsey Vonn is selling off a whole bunch of, because she does a fundraiser every year and it had to get put on hold.
Hopefully it's things.
She is selling off a whole bunch of her ski suits from some of her iconic performances and everything like that. And so she is going to sell those off in hopes of raising money for her charitable foundation. That was unfortunate. For her charitable foundation. So she is auctioning off her personal ski suits, and I think that's awesome.
That is cool, man. Whenever you can help out in that kind of a way, I really enjoy something like that.
You should still bid on them, even though she listed the value of all of them as priceless. You should still bid on them nonetheless.
Would I wear them? Can I wear those around the house?
Do you think you're the same size as Lindsey Vonn? I know you got soda.
Thanks to soda weight loss.
That is probably too far, though.
Okay. From the 254, I burnt 3 stumps in my yard this weekend. Now my lawn mowing lines will be uniform. Kevin, I don't know how you feel about that, but and Mike, I know you do your own yard.
Love mowing lawns.
When I mow, and I started doing different stuff. I started doing diagonal and stuff for fun to see how it was. But man, there was nothing I hated more than those trees that would kind of make my lines be just a little bit off. So I would have to like make 6 circles around the tree and then mow that way. I was very OCD about that.
What's the average amount of time it takes you to mow your lawn?
Total here, 30 minutes maybe? 30 minutes.
It took me
maybe,
3
maybe,
hours.
Maybe
to do
maybe
this
it'll
one.
Be less than that.
Did you say 3 hours, Corey?
So my lawnmowers.
Man, Corey's rich as hell.
My
like
lawnmowers
goat?
Self-propel.
Is that how you did it?
No, the lawnmowers self-propel stopped working. So I live on a hill. So I was having to push it up and down this hill. It was just obnoxious. So that's when I decided lawn guy. Further now on, so I got some good news for
okay, good.
Chronicles.
That what Mike said is my favorite news of the day. Are you like
what,
a goat?
I didn't hear it. I missed.
Oh,
it.
Oh he
okay.
goes. What are you like a goat or something?
I made a steak for the family the other night, and I shot a little video of it. And the people over at Six Brothers messaged me and were like, "How did you make that steak so perfect?"
Ooh.
That right there. It really hit me in the heart because I've been working really hard on getting really good at making those things. So I'm really happy about it.
You're not going to leave here for Six Brothers, are you?
Hmm?
Oh, no.
Man. He refused to answer the question.
They
You're
are
Mr.
hiring.
Griller, huh?
I saw that recently. They were hiring.
Man.
So interesting.
Are you better at grilling or smoking?
I'm both. I'm really good at both. I've been working really hard at the smoking part of it, though.
Okay.
I
didn't know if Mike had another follow-up.
Yeah,
or anything.
I was honestly waiting for Mike to make a joke about that as well. From the 218.
I'll go get my watermelon to finish this up.
God. Is that literally the only comedian that you know is Gallagher?
No, he clearly knows Seinfeld.
That is true. So Gallagher and Seinfeld are the only comedians he knows. From the 218, I love this because of the hashtag. My wife agreed to try for baby 2, hashtag the process. That is amazing right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, are you done having kids?
I think so.
You had the thing, though, right?
No, it can still happen. I didn't want anybody messing with my things.
I thought you got snipped.
I'm scared of that. I am. I'm just going to be honest, man.
What do you think's going to happen?
That I'm going to look down and one of them is going to be gone or something, or it's going to hurt really bad.
Dude, remember when Frank Provenzano did it and they said, oh, man, it didn't work. We have to do it again?
Yes.
Because he was hurting, Mike, for 3 days. He was like, I'm in pain. And so
they might cut the wrong thing.
Yeah, blue wire, not red wire.
What happens if you cut the wrong wire?
I'm not going to find out.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.